I will say that I think we probably do things kind of backward from how we should, which is that right after initial therapy, we're like all over the place. We're measuring CA125s frequently, when in fact, the patient who recurs at 2 years or 3 years is the patient for whom your interventions probably have the most impact. If that patient has low volume disease, you might debulk her again, like you do a newly diagnosed patient. She has an excellent chance of going into another complete remission. So the tougher ones are the early recurrence because while we have drugs that are active, they're not highly active. And you sometimes have to march through a few of those before you find something that works.
And how do you usually sort of think through the sequence of what you're going to use in that situation?
Yeah, we look at what kind of toxicities did they have with their initial therapy? Do they have residual neurotoxicity? Did they have, you know, a lot of cytopenias? Did they need growth factors or transfusions? Those are certainly things that can help you out because you can predict the toxicity of most of the agents that we use in the recurrent situation. I will say that there's also sort of patient quality of life issues. There's sometimes there are patients who say, my hair's just grown back. I don't want to lose my hair again. So you can choose something that has less alopecia. Or you can have a patient who says, I just got back to work. I have to travel some. I don't want a regimen that I have to come in for an intravenous weekly. I want something that's oral, or I want something that's, you know, an every 3 or 4 week regimen. So I think all of those things we take into account. Obviously, someone like me, I'm always trying to get patients to go on clinical trials, but we certainly try to couch our, you know, the description and the interest in clinical trials amongst what would be offered in the standard type of setting.